from Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, President Lee Jae-myung lays out his vision to make South Korea, quote, irreplaceable on the global stage during a press conference marking the first anniversary of his inauguration. Chinese President Xi Jinping arrives in North Korea to begin a two-day state visit at the invitation of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. And the benchmark KOSPI plunges by more than 8% to close under 8,000 points following a major chips shares sell-off on Wall Street and amid U.S. rate hike concerns. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Monica Chin. President Lee Jae-myung laid out his vision to make South Korea, quote, irreplaceable on the global stage while marking the anniversary of his inauguration with a press conference at Tonghwa-dae. Lee presented new national goals, including establishing the nation as a world-leading industrial powerhouse and a place where the government protects and prioritizes its people. Rosine Park has more.
지난 1년, 우리는 국민의 삶과 대한민국의 미래를 위협하는
President Lee Jae-myung on Monday said he plans to make South Korea an irreplaceable country during his second year in office. To that end, Lee presented four national goals: to transform the country into a world-leading industrial powerhouse, to strengthen its role in global diplomacy and security, to build a society where norms and rules are upheld by all, and to ensure that the government puts citizens' lives and safety first. Lee pledged to do his best to govern with the mindset that every day is the last day of his term, and said his administration will support economic growth by directing excess tax revenue from the semiconductor boom into long-term investments. He added, however, that the controversy over excess profit allocation sparked by the recent wage dispute at Samsung Electronics has international implications and needs broader discussion. The president stated that he plans to clarify property tax issues in July and announce measures to expand the housing supply soon, adding that government action has prevented prices from surging. He also said ballot shortages during last week's local elections had ruined South Korea's model democracy in an instant, prompting him to reflect on his own complacency. He said he didn't realize the full extent of the structural problems plaguing the National Election Commission and expressed his admiration and appreciation for the young people who've spoken out against the incident. He said he has instructed the prosecutor's office and the police to form a joint investigation headquarters to uncover the truth behind the case. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
The blockade of a ballot counting center related to shortages during the June 3rd local elections in Seoul's Jamsil area is continuing for a fourth day. Police estimated that the crowd gathered at the facility had fallen from a high of 30,000 to around 2,000 as of 12:30 p.m. Monday. The protesters claim ballot shortages violated their constitutional rights and are demanding a revote. Employees of the National Election Commission who were stranded inside the counting center have since escaped, but some ballot boxes and related equipment remain inside. The police have dispatched riot squads in case the situation escalates. Chinese President Xi Jinping has arrived in North Korea to begin a two-day state visit at the invitation of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. China's state-run Xinhua News Agency and China Central Television reported Monday that Xi had landed in Pyongyang at noon Korea Standard Time. Images provided by Xinhua showed Xi's Air China plane touching down at Pyongyang Sunan International Airport, and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and his wife, Ri Sol-ju, personally welcoming Xi and his wife. In line with past summit protocol, the two leaders are likely to attend a welcome ceremony at Pyongyang's Kim Il-sung Square, followed by a discussion of bilateral ties and economic cooperation. The Chinese leader last visited Pyongyang in June 2019 for a state visit and summit talks with Kim. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index plunged by more than 8% to under 8,000 points on Monday amid rate hike concerns in the U.S. and following a major sell-off of semiconductor shares on Wall Street. The Korea Exchange said the KOSPI had dropped 676.18 points, or 8.29% from the previous day's closing, to finish trading at 7,484.41. The main bourse had opened down 112.5 points, or 1.38% from the previous session at 8,048.09, then extended losses to 8.8% to 7,442.73 during morning hours. Authorities activated a circuit breaker about 3 minutes after opening, holding trading for about 20 minutes, then halted program sell orders for 5 minutes, starting at 9:34 a.m. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ also lost 91.05 points, or 9.08% from the previous day, to close at 911.39. South Korea's financial authorities have vowed to sternly respond to excessive volatility and one-sided movements in the foreign exchange market. The Bank of Korea and the Ministry of Finance and Economy announced Monday morning that in addition to supply and demand dynamics, certain speculative foreign exchange transactions, such as offshore non-deliverable forwards, have recently increased volatility in the foreign exchange market. The verbal intervention against such volatility came as the South Korean won has weakened sharply against the U.S. dollar. At one point during intraday trading, the Korean won weakens to 1,555 won against the dollar. Immediately after the central bank and finance ministry made the announcement, the exchange rate decreased slightly and fell back to the 1,540 won range. Han Song-suk, whose nomination as prime minister was announced by President Lee Jae-myung on Sunday, said she feels a heavy responsibility as the administration enters its second year in office and faces a period of transformation. Speaking to reporters on Monday, the first day of preparations for her parliamentary confirmation hearing, Han thanked Prime Minister Kim Min-seok for overseeing the nation's recovery during the administration's first year. The nominee said that if she were to succeed Kim, she would concentrate on overcoming the current economic emergency situation stemming from the crisis in the Middle East. Han pledged to accelerate the transition to artificial intelligence and related innovation, calling for structural change to expand opportunities and growth for the South Korean population. The nominee said she would also heed voices from all levels of society to untie the, quote, thread of conflict, while balancing communication with the National Assembly and cooperation among ministries. LG and NVIDIA have agreed to expand strategic cooperation in physical artificial intelligence, AI infrastructure, and mobility. LG Chairman Gu Kwang-mu and NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang discussed cooperation for the establishment of an AI industrial ecosystem during a meeting on Monday at LG Twin Towers in Seoul's Yeouido. In physical AI, the two companies agreed to enhance cooperation in the development of humanoids and logistics robots, and to seek creation of a self-manufacturing ecosystem by combining LG's manufacturing data and NVIDIA's AI computing and digital twin technology. In terms of infrastructure, LG and NVIDIA will work together on designing, building, and operating a data center based on the latter's DSX AI factory architecture, and push for joint development and certification of cooling solutions. The two sides plan to combine LG's electrical and electronic control technologies for vehicles with NVIDIA's autonomous driving platform to upgrade next-generation advanced driver assistance systems and mobility AI systems. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Monica Chin.